Welcome, everybody, to Capes and Scowls, episode 39. I'm Tim.
Cliff.
Olivia.
Schuster, I hope this works.
That's a weird name.
It is a weird name.
I'm not going to say that. All right. I thought better of something for once. Hooray!
Good job, Tim.
It's called progress. So, welcome, everybody, another fun-filled podcast of dreams and hopes and other things that'll be dashed by the end of this podcast.
Because it's not going to record correctly, says me.
People on that microphone don't have much hope. People on the other microphone have lots of hope.
He just spoiled it. We have the new Capes and Scowls studio set up. Oh!
It's pretty damn fine in here.
It is fine.
It is fine.
It almost
as Schuster sweats a bucket. A bucket just leaves his forehead.
Bucket is the first 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like professionals.
Oh, I will. So hopefully this gets recorded, because I believe I'm recording.
You don't know?
I know I'm recording.
You're my producer. You got a producer.
I am the producer, yes.
He's the producer.
Producer.
Who has?
Meh.
Which podcast was the unaired episode?
So, 39.
So, yes, we have a brand new audio equipment. We're not using whatever shenanigans.
Whoa.
That shenanigans got us through the hard times.
I agree, and I'm hoping to upgrade the shenanigans to greater shenanigans like we are right
now. I'm hoping this is recording, because otherwise all of these comments come back to bite you. So.
Mm-hmm. I love dead air. It's great.
You love dead air?
Yeah, I love dead air.
It's easy to edit.
Yeah. I've had to wrestle with Audacity for a little while.
The Audacity.
Yeah.
It's got Audacity.
It's goddamn Audacity.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa, explicit tags. All right.
So
if you guys want to email us, you can email us, capesandscowlspodcast@gmail.com. If you want to see our website, capesandscowlspodcast.com. Did I just do that twice? Gmail.com? I think I fucked that.
Which I have control of. Woohoo!
Of what? My fucking up?
Yeah.
I don't really care. And I am at @mad_dog_Tim. Cliff, you got that Twitter thing going.
I'm now officially at Hyper Hippo. No E.
Yep, and Olivia, you're on there. I don't know if you want to share that.
They'll
find
use
you.
It.
They'll
I
find
just...
you.
Stalk people.
Find Olivia. That's your homework, creepy capes and scowls.
I don't remember people. What my Twitter handle is, honestly.
I don't either.
I don't know how to pronounce it.
What
there
is
it? Is.
I mean, we all have
is it,
phones.
Is it Swahili Love or
no,
is it the other one?
It's the other one.
I think it's Swahili Love.
No, because we're married now.
No, it's my old one.
They're
it's
gonna,
my old anagram
gonna,
of my old name.
They're going to fight about it.
Fighting.
Marital problems.
Bam.
He admitted fault. He's in the clear.
Do you have the P.O. box yet?
So the gears have turned on the P.O. box.
Uh-oh.
I'm not a morning person, and Schuster's at work, so it's been an issue, but...
It's not. It's just, you know...
We're lazy.
Getting there to ask the tough questions.
Yeah, we gotta physically go.
Gotta physically...
That's what's
move
holding us
in the
back.
General direction of the post office.
It's like two blocks away.
Yeah.
It takes dedication.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think we're dedicated enough. But we'll have it. We'll have it by the next one.
Yeah.
maybe. So, for those interested, Cliff, you have your UFC 200 predictions up on both the YouTubes and on our website. So, are you pumped? Are you jazzed to be part of the Capes and Scowls family?
I am pretty pumped and excited.
But not jazz. That's fair.
My jazz hands aren't that great. I'm still working on that.
It is an audio medium. So there's that. Also, we should mention our good friend Rich is doing the Twitch stuff on our behalf, and he's at @the_whitewarwolf. So make sure you check that out. Every now and then he'll stream live, or he'll just have a ton of videos on there. If you want to see him horribly playing games, this is your chance. So much editing for you.
Oh my god. the work, it piles up.
I wasn't listening.
So what's
you were listening to something else.
Well, my grandmother just called me to let me know that my aunt, who's away on business in Cincinnati, met Pete Rose. Which I think that's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I'm on the he should be in the Hall of Fame category.
I agree.
I agree.
Enough time has passed.
Right. He'd be in the Hall of Fame now if he had admitted 30-some years ago that he bet on himself. He didn't. I think they're giving him a rough deal since the NBA let Jordan back in for betting on himself.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see a problem with that.
Right, I mean, if you're betting on yourself to win...
Isn't that what you want to do? Like,
right,
that
that's,
whole,
a, that's an incentive to then win.
Yeah. Because then if you... Yeah, I don't see a problem.
Right.
I don't see a problem. Just like I don't see a problem with steroids in baseball.
I have an issue with steroids.
No, I want to
I like seeing the ball leave the park.
I want to see lots of grand slams. I am pro augmentation for...
Suck it, Jose Canseco.
For the guy who knows as little of sports as possible, has these opinions.
Hashtag sportscast.
Also, we made headway on our house.
Yeah.
We're ready to rewire our kitchen and then get somebody to come in and do drywall and taping and spackling.
Nice.
We're closing in on finally living in our house.
Nice.
Yeah.
Once we get our P.O. box.
Almost a year, actually.
Once we get the P.O. box, if you want to send us some spackle, listeners, that would be great. I just want weird things with the P.O. box.
It's actually 9 months to the day.
It's been 9 months.
To the day.
Wow.
An epic journey.
It required way more work than we initially thought.
Mm-hmm. Got surprised by all the work? Or was
they had someone that thought was a handyman. So if you think you're a handyman, you probably shouldn't be doing things.
Yeah.
Because then when somebody goes to actually do something, they have to fix your mistakes and then proceed forward. So it's like, oh, you start to do something, then you have to spend a whole day fixing what they did wrong to then go back to fix it right and finish it. So everything that should have been a couple hours has turned into days or entire weekends or over the course of weekends.
Mm-hmm. That's rough.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Rough.
We'll get there.
It'll happen.
One day.
So what do we got?
What? Schuster, really? I didn't ask you about your day, goddammit.
You're trying to move us along?
I'm just producing. I'm just directing.
Most producers shut the fuck up. They don't even get on this side of the table.
Right, they sit in another room and harass the people doing the talking.
Behind glass.
Right.
We should get some glass in here. That's
we
a very good...
Ignore you.
See, it just takes Schuster angering me, and now the podcast is moving. Schuster, how the hell are you? Don't touch me. You should get behind glass, or you can't touch me.
I'm just trying to progress the anger along.
No, really, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing well.
That's good.
All right, let's move along.
All right. That was great. I went to the zoo.
What?
The Philadelphia Zoo.
Zoos
I went
are
there.
Awesome.
Yeah, I like the zoo.
You didn't fall in, did you?
No. No, I would have
shot you instead of
I would have told them to. I have nothing to live for. Save the gorilla. It was fun. It was pretty fun. It's good to go see the animals every once and again. I hadn't been to the Philadelphia Zoo in years, probably since I was like 10 or something. So it was kind of cool to see how it changed.
Yeah, it's been a long time since I've been there.
Mm-hmm. The last zoo I went to was the Cape May Zoo because my mother loves zoos. And it was like January and freezing outside. She's like, let's go to the zoo. I'm like, are you kidding me? She's like, no, let's go. And I know I've talked about this on the podcast before, but that was probably the best time I had at the zoo because the animals, I could see them. I didn't have to push people over or, you know, push their kids and their strollers out of the way.
Throw their kids in.
Yeah, throw them in. So
tumble
that I can,
down into.
Yeah, that gorilla needs a chew toy. So
he's just showing him around. I don't know why people are getting all upset.
I don't know either.
Just showing them around.
Yeah. Check this out.
Yeah.
Check this out.
It was just, you know.
And now I bite your face off.
I don't believe it was a good bite.
It's natural selection. That's all I'm saying. Anyways, That's what's up with me. That and I mowed the lawn before I came here, so I'm pretty tired. Mm-hmm. Yep. So let's get into things. I feel like all we do is talk about Game of Thrones, but it was the finale, so I think we should talk about it.
I think so.
So spoilers abound. Game of Thrones finale. Generally, did everybody like it?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I enjoyed it, and I don't know why. I should have not been surprised, but like I'm like, wow, I wonder who's going to die. Not like, hey, I wonder if everybody ever is going to die.
Lots of death.
This whole season was a lot of death, which I didn't think was going to happen because it's going now beyond the books. I didn't know if they were going to kind of phone in a season and see if he could catch up, which he can't. But I enjoyed the episode. A lot of people died who I didn't think would die.
Yeah.
I was surprised by Margaery dying.
Yeah, so was I.
Yeah.
But I kind of liked it at the same time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't upset.
It makes sense.
Yeah. I like that her grandmother's on, like, a warpath now.
Right, so now is she going to march with Daenerys?
I would assume
Yeah, it
so.
Looks like she's going to help.
Because what's
Daenerys.
His name was on the ship at the end.
Mm-hmm.
So that was pretty cool. I can never remember his name.
I have a new favorite character, though.
Oh,
really?
Yeah. Oh, I know who.
The little Mormon girl.
She's
oh,
awesome.
Yeah.
You want her on your team. She put all those old guys right in their place.
Exactly.
Yeah, she's a pretty cool character.
But I like how it moved everything along incredibly fast. Every episode has its one or two moments of shock. Almost every scene in this finale was something that was crazy, ridiculous, death, or something that pushes along the story at a faster pace, which is nice.
Yeah.
Set up for the next season where there's a lot of pieces have been moved around a lot now.
All important scenes, like Sam walks into a library.
Nerdgasm.
That one was fine.
It was fine. It was easily the least important, I think.
Yeah.
But it's all set up.
But I'm sure there's something crazy important that'll happen because of that.
There's a ghost in the library!
Probably not that.
Well, if it is, you heard it here first. Game of Thrones.
That's
library ghost.
Library ghost.
They're actually technically shadow babies.
Ooh, shadow babies. Mm.
That's where they go after they've killed the people that they're intended to kill. Mm. They hang out in the library.
Reading books.
Mm-hmm. Trying to better themselves.
Yeah.
It's all about progression.
Could be. So now, with half the landscape wiped out, do you still feel the same on your picks on who's going to end up winning in the end?
I don't know. They finally confirmed R plus L equals J, that whole thing, pretty much. And so Jon Snow is going to have like a really big part in the whole grand scheme of things, obviously.
He should technically be king because he's Dany's older brother.
Right.
Is that how it works out? A lot of the comments were calling her Aunt Daenerys.
No, because Rhaegar was her father.
So Rhaegar is Daenerys' father.
Yes.
And Rhaegar is... Okay.
Jon's dad.
Yeah, because I was... It was confused because a lot of the comments on the internet were calling her Aunt. And I'm just like... It doesn't make sense, but sure. I don't know the lineage.
Yeah.
I'm not up on the lineages.
There was a thing that I read. Somebody did a big Reddit thing where they went through the heritage of everyone. If Tommen died, who would be king? And it should actually be Jaime.
Okay.
But he renounced that.
No, since he is no longer in the Kingsguard, he has full rights to own land and property and everything.
Hmm.
So, since he... Targaryen, if you go way back, Lannister, if you go way back in their lineage, are part of Baratheon. It would go to Tommen's dad, so Jaime's heir to... the throne.
I wonder if they'll touch on that, because he just came back at the end.
I think he's going to be the one that kills Cersei.
Really?
Mm.
Yeah.
I love Cersei.
Oh, that could be.
It's either going to be him or... Because I do a lot of, at work and downtime, read all the reviews and people's comments and stuff.
Yeah.
And Martin's big on, words meaning things. Like, Cersei's prophecy is she's going to die at the hands of her younger brother. Jaime's technically her younger brother since she was born first. And then someone's saying, no, it'll probably be Tyrion since he has two actual hands and has been the hand of the king for the second time.
Oh, man. Getting deep now.
Right. So it's like all the word play and everything. Yeah. I did like earlier how in the episode how Benjen casually said he's going to do what he can to slow down the whole White Walker army. Like, you go, Benjen.
Yeah.
You go.
Yeah, Benjen's great. He's just going to fight everybody.
Well, at some point, they're going to break the wall, the magic of the wall.
Right, so another thing was saying come through. That the mark on Bran's hand, arm, that broke the magic
is going to break,
break the spell on the wall. So if he goes back through the wall, they'll be able to wander through the wall, no big deal.
It's a weird loophole. So the king can't go through the wall.
But somebody cursed by the
king. But somebody cursed by him can break the spell.
Yeah.
Hmm. Magic loopholes.
Mm-hmm. Gotta love them.
Because there has to be. They can't just get to the wall and it's just like, you know, just the lightning, magic lightning fence. It's just like, well, we got here this giant army of the undead. I guess we're just gonna sit here quietly until somebody figures out a way to break.
That's just how
up.
The series ends with the Night King waving and everyone else is on this side waving.
Yeah,
and it's awkward and tense.
It really is awkward.
But that's how it ends.
Yes.
But why would they be quiet? Why wouldn't they just moan and, I don't know, do White Walker stuff?
I mean, what is White Walker stuff?
I don't know.
Stand there.
White Walkers do what White Walkers do.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
Arya becoming even more of an assassin?
Yep, that was great. Yeah, because Walder Frey was, he's been around too long.
Yeah.
He's annoying me.
I liked how Jaime kind of put him in his place. Never really done anything.
Right. Jamie's great.
Yeah, he's always been super cocky, Frey.
Mm-hmm.
And to see him, one, get you know, beat verbally and physically in that episode was nice.
Mm-hmm. Do you think Jamie's going to fight the mountain? Is that something? Who's going to take out the mountain? Because somebody has to take out the mountain eventually.
Right? Bowl.
Hmm?
The Hound.
Sandar Clegane.
Think so?
Mm-hmm. I think we're gonna get a Clegane ball again. A real one.
Mm-hmm.
Clegane fight.
Clegane
ball.
What about that nun that Cersei's torturing? She has like whipped out some like, I don't know. Something crazy.
She definitely got some of the mountain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The peak.
There was
of the
a
mountain.
Lot of implications there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the last thing a nun wants, right?
A zombie.
Hmm?
Zombie sex?
Zombie sex, yeah.
I mean, I'm sure there's fan art for that somewhere.
Wow.
Zombie penguin sex. I'm on to you, okay.
That's parts of the internet I don't want to adventure to.
Rule 34 again, is
I
a real thing. But, okay, so overall, we like the best finale. I would say
yes, I think so, because usually the finales aren't that exciting. It's always the second to last
episode. It's
always episode,
nine.
Right, that episode has nine. All the crazy. No, don't get me wrong, Battle of the Bastards was awesome.
Yeah.
The last episode was purely awesome, and to get a...
I liked how Jon Snow went Leroy Jenkins.
Yes.
Correct.
So, yeah, it just means we have to wait, what, 10 months?
Next April.
Yep.
You're not good at waiting? That's why you gotta watch Ray Donovan. Ray Donovan just started again. You should watch it. It's amazing.
Is it?
It is.
Yeah.
Mm.
Just Lee F. Skriver beating the crap
is
out of
it. Is that
people.
HBO or Showtime?
Showtime. You hear that, Showtime?
Take that, Showtime.
Mouth noise.
Yes.
The opinions of Schuster do not reflect those of Capes and Scales.
Never do.
Void in North Dakota. Just in case.
Just in case.
So let's get in the news, why don't we? News. And the news is sponsored by Supraliminal Films, because why the hell not? And check out their stuff. They're on YouTube. They're on their own site, they're on iTunes, and I am on their Fireside Chat, which will debut, I don't know when, but soon. So, check that out. I got really, really drunk. So that's fun.
That is fun.
Yeah.
So what's drunk Tim like?
Happier than regular Tim.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm a happy drunk.
I don't know if I like that.
You don't? Oh, no, it's pretty good time.
I like your, cynic.
Go ahead, let's get into this.
I like cynic Tim.
Oh, I can still be cynical. That's not a problem.
Happy cynical.
Yeah. We're just going to have to do it, and you're going to have to tell me what you think of it.
It's going to have to happen.
Drunk Cakes and Scales podcast.
Like, I love you and hugging.
There might be some
I'm not
spooning.
Like hugging, but, you know.
Although, we're about the same size, so it would be ladling.
We can ladle. That's fine.
Can we ladle and watch Darkman?
We're going to ladle and watch Darkman. That's happening. We're going to build a fort, we're going to ladle inside of it, and watch Darkman 1 through 3.
All right.
Ooh.
We'll enjoy at least an hour and a half of that. At least. Oh, Darkman 3. Oh. Anyways, the news is, and this is, I want everyone's opinion on this. There's a huge rumor that Fox is trying to get a deal with Marvel to give, similar to Spider-Man's deal, where they will have, Marvel will have use of the X-Men as well.
I heard about that.
Yes. Matt Key, who is the producer. He's an actual producer.
Oh, wow. Damn.
He's the producer of Fat Man on Batman, which is Kevin Smith's podcast.
Yep.
He said that he's heard Fox is interested in a deal. And the Spider-Man deal came out of a similar kind of rumor before, so it gives it a little credence. Any deal that they come up with is probably a few years away regardless. If I was Marvel, I'd want Fantastic Four before the X-Men, because I think that gives them more.
Yeah.
And they've been banking on not having the mutants.
Right.
For the entire cinematic universe, so to kind of dump in the mutants would be kind of, it'd be rough.
Right.
I mean, they could do it, but they've already crafted a whole bunch of stuff without mutants.
Right. And with the X-Men and all that brings, I'd want them to remake some of these movies to have the characters in them that should be there.
I think that's why I kind of like the X-Men not being in there.
Like, we could do Civil War also, where they just...
Right. No, that doesn't sound good at all. Well, that's another thing. What story would you guys want to see? If you get the X-Men tomorrow, in a Marvel cinema movie, what would you even want? I mean, I
don't know.
Because, right. I feel like an obvious choice would be AVX, Avengers vs. X-Men. I mean, I think, does Marvel have Namor now? Did that
go
back?
Yes, I've never heard that Namor is Marvel.
So that is a strong choice. But there's a lot of setup to that they'd have to do.
Right.
Maybe,
I mean, they could make it in an actual, one of the Avenger movie at the end of the phase, if they really wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
Phase, what was it, before?
Yeah.
Could be, Avengers vs. X-Men and then have all of Phase 4 set up.
Well,
the Phoenix Force in some way coming to Earth.
You could shoehorn them in at the end of Phase 3, Thanos. You can always have more good guys helping you to take down Thanos. Like, it's never an issue having extra...
Right.
On your side for that one.
But I do agree. I do think Fantastic Four is a better... property to bring into the Marvel Cinematic Universe. And I'd even like to see Deadpool come into the Marvel Universe as well.
Yeah, that would
be good. Since he kind of, breaks the fourth wall, does all that stuff anyway, so he's kind of interchangeable as it is anyway.
Would Marvel do him in that rated R style, though? Probably
I don't
not.
Think so.
Probably not.
Because the Disney bubble.
Right, so I don't know. This is one of those cases where Fox might do it better. It might be that rare.
Yeah.
That rare.
But
instance.
If, especially if Spider-Man Homecoming is popular and is liked, then, isn't Spider-Man and Deadpool super, super best friends in the comics and they're doing good in the comics right now?
I mean, right now they are.
Okay.
Super best friends, I don't know.
Okay. I don't know
about
it, but I see
like
a lot of it.
Deadpool thinks he and Spider-Man are super best friends.
I think that's even better.
I'd rather see like a Deadpool Cap thing, because Deadpool legitimately likes Cap,
right,
and respects him, and I think you could get Cap to keep him in line,
mm-hmm,
just because
mm-hmm
of it's like the
Cap
one person
straight
it's
man.
Like the one person he respects,
right? There was a lot of Deadpool stories that evolved with him trying to be in the Avengers, and then he wanted to be an X-Man, and then that run, that Daniel Way run, was really good. There's a lot of stories they could pull from there.
But
they could do Secret Invasion. Deadpool was a big part of that.
Even before, like, the talking about bringing in Fantastic Four, X-Men, but you bring the Netflix universe into the movies, too.
Yeah, I'm wondering when that'll happen. I think the most likely way they could do it is bringing the Kingpin into Spider-Man.
Right.
And
which is honestly what I was thinking they were going to do for the Spider-Man film. They were going to have Kingpin be the main villain. But right now, the Vulture is
could be behind the scenes.
Right.
True.
Reveal at the end kind of thing.
Yeah, but isn't there like a fight going on between Feige and the head of Marvel right now anyway? Which is kind of like the break of the movies
versus
TV shows?
He's fighting Disney. He's fighting with his boss. He is the head of Marvel, and Disney's like, hey, TV shows, they matter.
Yeah.
Do that. And he's like, no, I never wanted anything to do with these TV shows. He doesn't like them.
Mm-hmm.
But when your boss tells you to do something, he's been kind of stuck into doing it. Because he doesn't like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. tying in with anything. He doesn't want the Netflix universe to tie anything. He wants the movie, Kevin Feige.
Really? I thought it was...
No, it was, Disney the wants CEO? Them to meld everything together. And he is opposed to that. Now, if his opinion has changed because he's being forced into doing it, but I mean, I don't see...
I thought it was Feige versus the CEO of Marvel, which I can't think of his name.
No,
it's
Disney. Disney's pushed everything. Since Disney owns Marvel, Disney owns ABC, they just struck that huge deal with Netflix where Netflix is going to get sold.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to dig on that because... Yeah, I heard differences, so I mean, this all could just be rumor and conjecture at this point.
Right.
But I would like to see them do that with the shows. I mean, the shows are in the same universe.
That's right, the Netflix deal. So that has to be, they're going to have to bring him together. He's
right.
going to lose.
Yeah,
there's no way.
Right, because, I mean, really, Disney gets what Disney wants.
Right. For those who don't know, the Disney deal with Netflix is Netflix gets all the Disney stuff on Netflix. It gets the Star Wars stuff.
Exclusive.
Exclusively. So, suck it, Hulu. Hulu's
yes.
fine.
Hulu has Ray Donovan.
Oh, well. Come on back, Hulu. Come on back.
So you can get Hulu. You can watch Ray Donovan.
Do they still have ads if you pay for it?
I don't know.
I don't have Hulu.
That was my problem with Hulu. They were just like, Hulu Plus, years
red.
Ago.
It's turning red. Go on.
I'm already just warm, so this is just my normal.
I touched you. It hurt.
But yeah, I think the...
should be behind glass.
The Disney Netflix thing is great.
Mm-hmm.
Getting exclusive, and they're getting them ahead of time. And then there's Netflix also worked out a deal with DC where they're going to have all the superhero shows 2 weeks after the season finale.
That's pretty awesome.
So
if you want to get caught up on Flash or whatever, it's in the fall, I think, that it takes effect, but that's awesome.
That's really awesome.
Yeah.
Makes the Netflix even better. Instead of just watching weird movies like Zombievers, which that's on there and you should watch it. Zombie Beavers, pretty awesome.
Unique.
It's as good as when you see a zombie beaver, you're like, wow, that's pretty awesome. But when you see a person who's bit by a zombie beaver turn into a giant person zombie beaver, well, that, my friends,
that's unique.
That's the payoff. Especially when it's like the hot chick in the Daisy Dukes growing a tail. It's amazing. You have to see it. You have to see it. It's great. Free plug for you, Zombievers. I hope it's still on there. So, basically that's it. There's a rumor about it. It's probably true. Why wouldn't they want that at this point? It's worked out well for Sony. And Sony needed it.
Right.
You know, so there's that.
I personally think Fox needs it as well.
I think they do. I think Deadpool definitely helped, but at the same time...
Deadpool has given them a new franchise to do. But since the failure of Fan4Stick and the mediocre buzz around Apocalypse, hasn't really helped Fox, in my opinion. I mean, some people might still say that they're super strong on their X-Men, and I wouldn't necessarily disagree with them, but I do think that because of Apocalypse, how mediocre it was.
The movies are fine. That's really what they are. They're fine. They're not the X-Men movies.
Okay.
They're fine.
They're popcorn movies.
Right. they're not garbage.
No.
They're fine. They fall in that fine category. Where
no,
it's like,
the singer involved ones are fine. We're getting to the Ratner ones and the Origins.
Well, yeah. You love Origins.
Oh, don't spread that. Dude, don't spread that rumor on the internet.
Oh,
that's,
come on now.
This
that's
is for Rich. Hot adamantium cuts through cold adamantium.
Oh, that hurts my brain.
You're welcome, Rich.
There it is. There it is.
But yeah, they're okay.
Right.
It was fine.
Right.
It's just I want to see, you know, I personally want to see 90s, 92 cartoon.
I think
X-Men.
They could head that way.
Yeah.
It's just tough because like those movies are fine, and if you didn't have Marvel putting out what they're putting out, you'd be like, oh, you'd like them more.
I don't know about that, but go on.
Marvel's setting the bar higher because it's like I haven't really walked out of one of the Marvel superhero movies and be like, oh, I wish I could, you know, I'm okay that I saw it, but I wouldn't be upset if I didn't see it. Like, I haven't had one of those movies yet. Like, I know.
I have, but that's besides the point.
Ooh, which one?
Iron Man 3.
Ah, man, let's not start that again.
I have an incoherent rant on Capes and Scowls about it. Go listen to it.
Yeah, and if you want
to Somewhere deep in another podcast.
I will agree that I think that's the worst Marvel movie. It's like, of the.
I mean, that's my opinion, but a lot of people don't really like Hulk. I've met a lot of people, and I go, I like them for a while.
But the Ang Lee one, right? That was the first one?
No. I'm talking Marvel. I'm talking Cinematic Universe.
I like the Ed Norton one.
So do I.
I like that movie.
That's what I'm talking about. The Ed Norton Cinematic Universe.
I don't think it had all of the issues. I don't think it should have gotten all the hate that it got. Was it great? No. But I enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. I had fun. Like, it's Ed Norton learning how to, like, Hulk learning how to be Hulk.
Yeah. But
so,
Ed
like,
Norton being Ed Norton screwed himself over.
Well.
In the background.
Yeah.
Iron Man 2 is another one of those films that people don't like.
Right.
And that I'm just like, yeah, it
I
was a movie.
Think
I didn't
it's
hate
better
it.
Than some of the other comic book movies that have come out, though.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. It's got Sam Rockwell.
Yeah.
Gives it a pass.
But yeah, I would say generally Marvel Cinematic Universe hits the mark every time.
But you're like, so we're talking about two out of what? They've had.
12?
I think it's more than 12 now.
Is it more than 12?
Movies.
It might be. It's in that
like,
range, though.
They're batting pretty good on, like, good movies. And it's not even, like, comic book fans that like them. It's everyday people go and like them. Like, my parents go and watch them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my mom doesn't
Shout
mind.
Shout out to Cliff's mom.
She goes and doesn't mind them because they're not bad movies. Like, there's a story in all of them you can follow. You don't have to know anything about the characters to figure out what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really all.
And some of the characters are still known a little bit by the older generation.
Well,
they're not like, you know, comic book readers, but they're like, oh, that's Iron Man, that's Captain America. I know these characters.
Nobody's featuring Jubilee and nothing.
Well,
you're welcome, Leander.
Oh, Jubilee. She went for a car ride.
I'm going to go to the mall now. I'm useless.
That's just not right.
That was for you, Leander.
You should be behind glass. So moving forward, I'd be more mean to you, but you have to edit this. So.
It'll be titled "Schuster Behind the Glass."
If you want to send us panes of glass in the mail,
I'll make a box over there and me just sitting in it, going like this.
That's a good idea.
Making hand signs.
We'll make it airtight. You've got 10 minutes of air, Schuster. Good luck. So this is an interesting thing that happened. Jupiter's Legacy 2, the Mark Millar book, which you guys have read, Jupiter's Circle and Jupiter's Legacy. And
Jupiter's Circle Part 2.
Right. Well, out of all that, Jupiter's Legacy Part 1 is pretty awesome.
Yes.
The other ones are whatever.
Right.
But
they
the sequel to Part 1 is coming, and there is a contest for it, and it is kind of insane.
I don't like where this is going.
Wait, what? Okay.
A contest for a comic book that comes out next week. There are advanced copies of number 1 hidden all over the world, and Mark Millar is dropping hints as to where they are. And if you happen to figure out where they are, and you take a picture and post it on social media of you with this advanced copy, you will win a signed copy from him and Frank Quitely, as well as a personalized sketch. The advanced copies are hidden in Glasgow, Dublin, Melbourne, New York, LA, London, and a couple other places. That is a very strange, strange contest. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes. They're trying to make up for how not great Jupiter's Circle was.
Yeah. The only good thing about Jupiter's Circle not being that great is it doesn't affect Jupiter's legacy that much.
Yeah.
Where Jupiter's legacy could be its own thing, and we can just tell people to, you know, you can forget about Circle.
Right.
But I thought that was a very weird and bizarre kind of thing in an age of contest. Do contests even happen anymore?
I mean, I think it would be really cool to find one. Like, I'd love to get my own personalized sketch from them, the signed copy. That's really cool. Like,
it's just very strange. Very, very strange.
Yeah, that is a weird thing to do.
Is this that movie with...
No.
Nope. Okay.
That's Jupiter's Ascending.
Yeah.
If you haven't read...
I don't know anything about this.
Read Jupiter's Legacy, you should. It's like a $10 trade, and it's really solid. It's superheroes. There's one guy that gets in your head and can, like, freeze you in place. And then there's your Superman character.
Right.
And the superheroes are kind of outlawed or, like, tracked and kept
right
place of.
Because back in the day, they went to this mysterious island kind of thing, this family and their friends. It was very Gilligan's Island-like, and then
right.
they came back with powers. And you're like, oh, how'd that happen?
And we all hoped Jupiter's Circle would explain that,
which
it doesn't.
It doesn't.
Oh, wow.
So you don't have to read it. But basically, it's the next generation of heroes. They're sponsored, and they're like Kardashians. It's really weird. But it's pretty good.
Some of them want nothing to do with being, like, super powered or anything, and they try and hide from them because they're tracked. And the one character has a child who's super powered, just like his mom. And
sure.
She's the daughter of the Superman character, so she's OP. And it's a really awesome read if you just like comic books.
Mm-hmm.
The art's great.
It's one of those books where nobody was jingling anything shiny in front of Millar. There's no noises in the background. Nothing. He was just focused on writing that book, and when he's focused, his writing's amazing.
Yeah. Civil War. That was him.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Kick-Ass is him. Everything he does... See, here's the problem. Everything he writes turns into a stupid movie. And it's like, they need to stop just trying to make a movie out of everything. Like, things he writes, issue one comes out, it already has a movie deal. You know...
Is that because of Kick-Ass?
Kick-Ass, Kingsman...
I liked Kingsman.
Kingsman was okay.
Wanted was awesome.
Wanted was him.
Yeah.
The Wanted movie was nothing like the book.
Completely different, yeah.
Let's not talk about Wanted.
Why not? I've watched worse bad movies.
It's got James McAvoy in it.
It has James McAvoy doing cool things. Bending bullets with his brain.
So right. He used his...
I don't disagree.
He used telepathy.
Wow, you're getting...
I don't disagree. And I've seen so many worse movies.
I didn't say
with James McAvoy. That's not true.
You should oddly be defending Wanted.
Yes.
Because if you think of it as any other movie, it's fine. No. So the next bit of news, speaking of Jupiter's Legacy, movie is scheduled to happen. And, yep, there will be a movie of Jupiter's Legacy, and the screenwriters have been hired, and it is Mark and Brian Gunn. Mark is the brother, I believe, of James Gunn, and Brian is the cousin. And their past scripts were Journey 2 and Journey 3, and the TV show Together. So, that's not the best resume, but they're okay.
I'm staring blankly at Tim.
Why?
Because I have no idea what those three things are you listed.
Yeah.
Journey, that fucking the movie that had The Rock in it, and then the sequel had... No, wait, the sequel had The Rock in it.
Journey to Witch Mountain?
Journey to the Center of the Earth?
That one, yeah.
With the two little kids?
Brendan Fraser?
Yes.
Good job, Tim.
There it
Bring
is.
Bring up things that nobody
there.
Cares about.
Well, it was relevant to my other news story.
It was relevant.
Mm.
Get back in your box.
And this is about all we have to talk about it, so, you know. So, yeah, that'll happen. So there will be a Jupiter's Legacy movie, for those who didn't know. But you should have known, because Millar wrote it, so you knew. They dangled money in front of them. And once they did that, Jupiter's Circle writing went down to the toilet. So.
No, that started in the toilet.
Mm.
And then got worse.
Mm.
It exists.
It's
that's,
a thing.
That's where it stands.
Man, we got shorted on that last issue, and I gave my copy to somebody, and now I can't get the last issue, and I don't even care. I'm like, oh, whatever. I don't care.
Someday it'll show up.
I mean, it will. I can get it. I just, right. I'm not going to actively get it.
No, I wouldn't. You're better off.
I should just sell the other five issues, right?
Probably.
For like a nickel?
Yeah.
All right, and final news story, and this is a quick one as well. The 2016 Inkwell Awards were held, and it's the 9th annual awards ceremony, and what is an Inkwell award? It focuses on inking in comics, and I hadn't heard about it either. But I like it, and I like that there's an award ceremony for inkers in comics, and it was awesome. I'm looking at you, you're just looking at me. Why are you looking at me like that? Why? Behind glass, I'm telling you. The favorite inker was Joe Prado. He had 24.5% of the vote.
I mean, I was waiting for you to, say something.
Most adaptable inker, Walden Wong. Stop. Behind glass. Inker deserving wider recognition, Wade Von Crawbadger. He's always had a great name. Small press and mainstream independent, Stefano, can't even read my writing, Gardano. And all in one, meaning they pencil and ink, was Jason Fabik. What I like about this is these guys, in my opinion, are on maybe not the best books, so they're actually really looking at their inking and their talent. You know, like Earth 2 World's End was not a book that was going to set the world on fire, but yeah, that guy deserves to win for his inking on that book. Batman 66 and Cyborg are not the biggest books. So I like that it's kind of an award ceremony that kind of looks at, it's not playing favoritism. The only one, Jason Fabik, he did Justice League. Not Justice League of America, but Justice League. And he beat out Fiona Staples of Saga, which I thought was pretty good. That's something,
yeah.
You know, to raise his stock. So, that's it for the news. You guys have reviews?
I read a comic book.
You read a comic book. Well, I guess we should review it. Let's do it.
Did you read a comic
book? I read a comic book from like a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago?
Mine's from last week.
Oh, well, you go. You win.
I don't know if I
want to
go.
All right, good night, everybody.
And to everyone's surprise, I read...
Is it Thor?
It's Thor, number 8, because it's the only book I regularly read. Still written by the same people, still drawn by the same people.
Mm.
It's still good.
That's good.
The end.
Basically... it picks up with Thor going around trying to make up from the fight, just help people. It's like inner monologue, talking about how there's so much that she needs to do, so much she wants to do, and goes through like how what she does on her days, and it ends with her Tuesdays are her worst days. It's the day she goes in for chemo. It's her least favorite day. She shows up at chemo, gets approached by 2 SHIELD agents, that have started to piece together that think she's Thor. Jane Foster, that is. So they take her back to wherever it is that they're having investigations and interrogations of a tiny, cancer-stricken woman. Good job, SHIELD.
Yeah.
But they're not wrong.
Then it jumps to Switzerland, where there's a whole bunch of bad guys having a backroom meeting in a bank. And they're just surrounded by money. It's got Sebastian Shaw from Shaw Industries, Darren Cross, Ezekiel Stain. I don't know who Shingen Hadara is, but he's from the Yoshida Corporation.
Mm-hmm.
Then Ferdo, Wilhelmina Kensington, Kingpin, and Dario Agger. They just talk about how they basically control everything that happens on the planet from that room. They all have a deal with each other that they won't interfere with each other's business. They all make money off of each other, and it's just what they do. Well, Dario Agger gets accused of not cutting them in on the deal for all the resources from Elfheim,
mm-hmm.
and Svarfeldheim, Dark Elf Land.
Dark Elf Land? It's not as good as a name.
And, he's basically telling them that they're not in his class, that he doesn't need them. They're like, no, we're in a team, and he starts to turn into a Minotaur. And
as you do.
Right. Because, you know, that's what normal people do. Mm-hmm. Then the Yoshida turns his cell phone into Silver Samurai armor.
Mm.
So that's pretty neat. It's reminiscent of Stark's, like, biotech armor from the last run of Iron Man, where he could think about it and it did whatever he needed it to do.
Mm-hmm.
So you go back to Jane Foster being interrogated by these two S.H.I.E.L.D. agents. She's basically laughing off, like, you really think I'm Thor? Like, this is ridiculous. Come on. She gets removed from interrogation by Agent Solomon. She seems pretty cool. She knows that Jane Foster is Thor. She's figured it out. And it's just getting her out of there, because that's not where she should be. Just basically talking about how they have things to do, and she has a connection to Thor. Thor.
Thor, Thor.
Right, because I don't know what
Odin's it is. Son.
Right. And she takes Jane Foster back to where the hospital is. Instead of going in for her treatments, she just grabs onto the hammer, turns back into Thor, and they take off, and the S.H.I.E.L.D. agents catch them leaving. And then there's an attack on the bank where the bad guys are having their meeting. And it's just one person walks in with, like, a six shooter, and they just find golden bullets everywhere. She's the sole owner of the Midas Corp, and Dario Agger actually gets killed.
Wow.
Which I think that's, like, a big deal. So, kind of where it leaves off with the S.H.I.E.L.D. agents snapping a picture of Thor and Agent Solomon heading off to wherever they're heading off. And the next issue comes out next month.
Mm-hmm. So how would you rate this issue?
I think it's on par with the rest of them. I just enjoy this book. Like, the writing's good. I like that they're taking a different approach and sticking with Jane Foster. I hope it...
Do you think they're going to kill her off at some point?
I'm not sure.
That's where it seems to be going, right?
I feel like they should. I mean, I really like her, and I like the development of the character, but I feel like if you cure her, it's like, oh, well, now we have the cure for cancer
well, see,
in the Marvel Universe.
But see, then it may... But her in Thor form is the cure for cancer.
Right.
As long as she stays Thor, she won't die.
Right.
But every time she goes back to Jane Foster, she gets closer to being dead. Then I don't know if maybe the hammer is sort of like the Hulk for Banner. Where is it going
right.
to sense that she's dying and not let her turn back? Just like Hulk won't let Banner die.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to turn into that thing. But then who's going to be the one that kills her?
Right.
And are they ever going to explain from Original Sin what Fury said to Thor?
No.
Started this whole
no,
thing.
Let's never talk about that. They're never going to reveal it.
Because, like, I feel like that's what they'd have to do. In order, I think for me, that's, if they kill her off and give Odin's son back the hammer, I want to know what it was that made him unworthy.
Sure.
Because if they're killing off a character like this that I think has become prominent, she's shown up in other books and everything, and it's one of the few books from Marvel that I enjoy reading right now, I think they need to have some weight behind their decision to kill her. If they just kill her to kill her, that's
dumb.
Right.
I don't know. We will see. I want her to stick around, and I'm sure the plan is to have her in movies after everybody's contracts end and whatnot, so.
And a lot of the contracts are wrapping, and Natalie Portman is done.
Right.
With the movies. Apparently
she could be recast.
Apparently she hasn't been happy with any of them, didn't want to be a part of them.
Hmm.
So
I don't understand that, but I mean, no.
Artistic integrity. I don't want to be the damsel in distress in Thor.
I just want them to keep Skell and Skarsgård.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Just keep extending his contract.
Well, thank you, Cliff. I have a book from a couple weeks ago, and I wasn't going to review it because it's from a couple weeks ago, but I decided to sit down and read it, and I don't know, I was kind of underwhelmed. It is the Batman Rebirth Special number 1, which is the beginning of the setup for Tom King coming on to write the book and Snyder exiting the book. Both of them write this issue together, I guess so they can collaborate everything and get it set up the way they want it set up. Snyder will go on to do All-Star Batman, and King will take over regular Batman. The book wasn't bad, but it wasn't, I don't know, maybe because it's the setup issue, it really didn't do much for me. Batman takes one of the characters from We Are Robin and kind of invents a new Bat character with a whole new suit for him. Didn't do a lot for me. Alfred's throwing like avocados down the the hole into the leads to the Batcave. Like, I don't know what's going on. This book was okay, but as far as setup, the best part of the book easily is the Calendar Man is in it. And the Calendar Man is a very underused villain. And his ability is he goes through the seasons, and when winter ends, he dies. And he gets reborn almost like a cocoon out of his old body and becomes stronger and better than he was before. But he's still kind of like a regular character. Like, he doesn't get like super strength, really. Although that could be a thing. He has found a way through spores of some kind to rapidly increase the seasons, so it's almost like the seasons are lasting like a day, and he's quickly dying and getting better and dying and getting better. So Batman takes him down. I like how Batman took him down, which is early in the book. He electrocutes him using the suit. He tells Alfred, you know, to supercharge him. You see a little electricity appear between the ears, which I thought was comical. That was very Adam West kind of style. And he zaps everything. He kills the spores that are in the air. And he's like, well, if the spores hatch, we're all going to die. We'll be overheated or something. So he does that. He saves the day. But after he, you know, he gets the Calendar Man, he throws him in jail and all that, the seasons are still rapidly going at about a day apiece. So he hasn't figured it out. He adds the new sidekick, who I don't know if they've named him yet. I don't know the actual character's name. I didn't read We Are Robin. But I like the character. He's fine. He's older. He's like a Nightwing kind of style character, not like a Robin. He's not intended to be a Robin. And he even says, you know, I don't want to be Robin. He goes, I'm trying something different. And he gives him this other suit, which is like a black and yellow kind of odd, lightly armored costume. I guess it's an okay setup issue, but this issue wasn't spectacular. I'm sure the Batman issue will be good, but I wanted to check it out because I know everybody loves Tom King. I love Tom King. You know, he writes The Vision, which is wrapping up. He wrote Omega Men. He's written a lot of good stuff, Sheriff of Babylon. So I think going forward, Batman is worth checking out, but the setup of this issue is a little meh.
Do you think it could have to do with having two writers?
Maybe, but...
their styles don't mesh?
They're both so good. I don't know.
Right, but I mean, just because you're both good at something doesn't mean you can collaborate.
Yeah, I've never understood two writers on a book. I mean, I do, but like, I don't understand what does that actually mean. You never know. Like, if you and I write a book together, how much of it is, you know, like, if I'm the new guy coming on the book, is it my script and you're just like, you can't do this because this, and you can't, are you like, would you nitpick the script apart for whatever various reasons you had set up?
Where are we collaborating?
Like, are you whispering secrets in my ear for me to do going forward? Like, it's kind of strange.
Or are we collaborating on each individual panel? Like, what do you think they should say here and talking it out? And
who vetoes what? Who has the power?
Right.
Who's the man with the power? So, I don't know.
Power Man.
Power Man. He's the man with the power. Correct. So, it's an okay book. It's worth reading if you can find it. I think it's kind of getting tough to find. I'm sure it's in, like, I think it's in third print now. All the Rebirth stuff is crazy. Some people love it. Most people seem to love it. Some people don't. But I think all the Rebirth stuff is worth checking out, at least initially. And judge for yourself, because a lot of these books people are going nuts for. The Green Arrow, I know people are going nuts for, because it's like old school Green Arrow and not like the show as much. So that's that. I think this book's pretty solid. It's like a 7 or so. You know, it's not going to set the world on fire, but it's good.
Cool.
Yep. Do you want to do your last one there, or you want to save it?
I only read a couple pages of it.
Fair enough. We won't do it. Well, thank you for listening to Capes and Scowls, episode 39, Schuster Behind the Glass. No, I don't know what we'll call it. I'm getting the signal to take it home. So
the wrap-up signal.
We're wrapping it up. So thank you, everybody. And make sure you... you know, like us on Facebook, and you subscribe to our YouTube channel, and you subscribe on iTunes, and do all those things. Does it really matter? No, I guess not, but it would be great for you to do that.
Find us all on Twitter.
We're all on Twitter.
Harass Schuster and getting Twitter.
Yep.
Yes.
Suggestions of names for his Twitter.
Shut up, Schuster.
Yeah, if you want to get the name. Yeah, you want to get the account and give us the password information. We'll start it for him. You
think it's that good? You're the producer.
Just give us positive naming suggestions, unlike some people here.
We're going with Schuster, the producer.
The producer?
Is that 15 characters or whatever? All right. Thank you, everybody.